with independent insurance agents especially is that you need to be positioned as a trusted insurance advisor, and you can't do that if you don't trust the information that you're getting. How good of a level of advice can you give them, right? How much of an advisor can you be if you don't have the right information? That's been why our product has been sticky, because we enable that level of trust. Doing things like faster, better, cheaper are not sustainable, but having like a value-based foundation is key.
Welcome everyone to the Insurance Perspectives Podcast. My name is Kenny. I am Hawksoft's Director of Partner Integrations. The goal of the conversations we have is to help you, the independent agent, learn more about technology partners active in our space. We understand that there are many options in the industry, and we want to offer insightful interviews with technology companies and a mutual customer to help inform your decisions. We hope you enjoy the discussion, and be sure to follow the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you. On today's show, we have Nicole Johns from the Johns Family Agency and Ray Huang from Canopy Connect. In this series on Canopy Connect, Ray and Nicole discuss how the Johns Family Insurance Agency is using Canopy Connect to make capturing insurance history and details from prospects and clients easier. This is part one of our series on Canopy Connect. On today's show, we have Nicole Johns.
Hey, Kenny. So good to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. And Ray Huang.
Hey, nice to see you, Kenny. Good to have us. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's good to see you too. Nicole will receive a full introduction in part two, if we make it there. But as a sneak peek, Nicole is an insurance advisor and agency owner of the Johns Family Agency with over 12 years of experience in the insurance industry. Our main focus on part one here is Ray, who's the head of marketing at Canopy Connect. Canopy Connect has been a rising star in the insurtech space since at least 2021, when I first met them. They easily have the distinction of being the name I most frequently hear at the end of questions like, have you heard of, do you work with, have you met the team at? I get that question, Ray, I promise you, once a week.
I love it.
Ray joined the team about 2 years ago to refine and guide their engagement with the market, brings a really impressive wealth of experience in marketing to the team. Wears the best shirts, he's a great family guy, and is always fun to see at conferences. And I look forward to future me. We'll have already spent a lot of time with Ray in Carlsbad, California, several weeks ago in April, which is also the future of when we were recording.
And I'm sure we had a great time.
We had a blast. So as this is part one, where we focus on the partner, I would love, Ray, for you to start off and give us like the elevator pitch for Canopy Connect. What do you guys do for agencies?
Yeah, so Canopy Connect is a insurance data intake platform. Said better, it's the fastest way to collect insurance information from your prospects. All you have to do is send a link over to your prospects, have them find their carrier, sign in, and in 5-10 seconds, you get all that information shared with you in a dashboard. Policy information, drivers, the claims history, driving history, enriched property data, deck pages, of course, as well as like renewal docs and a bunch of other docs. So all that comes over in a matter of seconds. So you're ready to get a full picture of the prospect's insurance situation, so you can advise them better. You can quickly send it over to Hawksoft and or to your rater and get quotes generated without having to do a bunch of double entry. So that's the pitch.
Fantastic. I love that. Fastest way to intake information. So for Hawksoft and for a lot of the agencies we work with, a company's story is a key piece of what brings people together. It's like why a lot of our agents stick with us is because they know our story. And we like to start off our first partner question exploring that. So Ray, I'd love to know, super easy softball pitch, why does Canopy Connect exist? To frame it a little differently, what is the reason for participating in the independent agency channel?
Yeah. You know, I think our core thing here is about removing friction and frustration from insurance generally. And it's since created a bunch of other opportunities where we found adjacent business opportunities and ways to also remove friction from other industries as well. Mm. But sort of, I think the best way to explain it is our origin story. So Tolga Tezel is our founder and CEO. And the story goes like this. He was having dinner with a friend and his friend's family, and the friend's mom was an insurance agent, or is an insurance agent. And, you know, doing what you do at dinner is you kind of gripe about your work day. And, you know, she brings up the fact that, like, you know, today I was trying to get insurance information and I could not get the prospect to understand what a deck page was, let alone send that to me. She didn't know what her coverages were, all that stuff. So what she ended up doing was she got in her car, left her office, drove to the client's house, helped them log into their portal, figure out where to download the deck pages from, emailed them from their computer back to herself. And, I'm sure they had a lovely conversation, and then she went back to the office and go, okay, now I'm going to go see what's up. Right. I'm going to run this quote. And so a light bulb went off, right? Tolga is an engineer. He is an entrepreneur. He's sitting there thinking like, well, here's like a legitimate friction point, a problem that can be solved. And like, if you think about like adjacent industries and it's been solved, right? How do I get information from one system into another system through consumer permission data sharing? And we're familiar with this with, you know, when you use Plaid or you use PayPal or you connect your bank account to get it to transfer your funds or mm-hmm. to verify policies, all that stuff. Like a lot of that technology fundamentally from a framework perspective already exists. It didn't exist for insurance. Mm-hmm. So that's what he went into. And that's the origin story of what became Canopy Connect. Now he developed it and he built out the first 30, 40 carrier connections. And, you know, that has, I mean, the 30, 40, you go from like a market share size, like those are the big ones. Mm-hmm. And then he started shopping that, you know, at a point he was going door to door and cold calling agencies and just getting them on board and pitching them. And people were like, yeah, I'll try it out. And that helped us kind of create that flywheel of constantly improving. So that's why we exist. And it has been kind of validated, I think, by the insurance agency community. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been really well received. And that was back in 2020. I think you said 2021 in your intro.
Yeah, a little earlier than that.
But yeah, I mean, it started in 2020, but like, I think by the time we kind of got it out to the market in mass, it's probably 2021. So yeah, I mean, it's been 4 short years and we've grown tremendously. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's about solving like a real pain point, a real friction point for a real person. And I think that's like at the core of a good business versus like, we have this technology and we're trying to figure out ways to
absolutely
do it. And Nicole, maybe you can think about like, where there's at some point where you're like, oh, this sucks. I need a better way, you know, to get this.
It's like every day in insurance.
Yes. I would love to know specifically, Nicole, if you've ever had to drive over to an insured's home to like, I just got to help you get this info. Cause
I'm like crying over here. That's pretty wild to me. To drive over to get them. All of what he said, totally. It's like makes you laugh. Cause sometimes you can't make this stuff up, but people don't know. You're like, what coverage do you, they don't know who their insurance company is, what a deck pay, like they just don't know anything. It's almost sometimes very frightening. So mm-hmm. I totally can resonate with that. I've never actually had to, I wouldn't, I mean, that's, we're just not a door to door, like house to house type of model.
It's customer service right there.
That's high level. I did have like one, I'm trying to think, I didn't go to their house to get the deck page, but I had some elderly clients that were like literally right around the corner that were referred by a current client. So to finalize everything, I sat with them, in their home. But yeah, to go and actually collect, the policy documents. And the interesting thing is, so it's almost good timing because the whole world really changed in 2021, where we all had to go. If you were doing that, if you had people coming in your office and bringing the deck pages, that went away very, very quickly. So, but no, I've never done that. But I have had, early on, and when you know you start the agency and you figure out what you want to do, I've had people bring me, they just bring like whole stacks of paper, throw it on your desk in the middle of your day, like just drop everything, you know, and look at this. And right, so you guys are laughing. So I totally, you know, I can see a different side of that, where no matter you have to be able to get the information in a way that's convenient for you, that you can review it and then go back.
Yeah,
I don't know if that answers your question, but wow.
And that does give us a good segue, because, you know, honestly, Canopy Connect, while there are models in parallel industries, you guys were the first to do this in our space. And I think you've been the most successful. You've been the most resilient to a really rapidly adjusting and changing insurtech space. And normally the way I would couch this question is that, you know, other verticals are a bit more crowded, and so there's a bit more feature overlap. I think your vertical, you guys are really defining the space. That said, I would love to know, Ray, if you had to pick one aspect of Canopy Connect that draws in and keeps customers with you, what would that be?
Yeah, I think our company is founded on a bunch of core values, among them like trust, right? Be worthy of trust is one of our company's core values. And that's something that permeates what we do. And we also extend out to our customers, right? And so trust is a loaded word, right? And from that trust tree, right, there's security and all that, which is critically important when you're dealing with a customer's data and a customer's data. At that, right? That's like two levels of security, reliability, ethics, right? How we're doing business, doing the right things, and empowering people, and transparency. I think that all is part of it. And it sounds like, you know, wishy-washy or whatever, but like foundationally, like those values actually do matter, right? How we're getting the data that people are, you know, entrusting us with, you know, logging in through, through our app. Right. So there's that aspect. And, you know, to speak to like some other companies that are out there, there's copycats in our industry, that have since popped up. I don't want to call them copycats, but they found the same problem and they're trying to like address it in a similar way. That's
imitation
business.
Is flattery though, right?
Yeah. You know, I've always said like when competitors have come out of the woodwork over the years, they've come and gone, and like it validates the fact that we're solving a real problem with insurance agents, with independent insurance agents, especially, is that like you need to be positioned as a trusted insurance advisor. And you can't do that if you don't trust the information that you're getting. How good of a level of advice can you give them, right? How much of an advisor can you be if you don't have the right information? So I think that all stems from that. And that's been why our product has been sticky, because we enable that level of trust. And then just like operationally, like things move along. We operate fast and all that. But I think doing things like faster, better, cheaper, you know, are not sustainable things. But having like a quality a value-based foundation is key.
Yeah.
I think I'm just, you know, trust is a two-way street. So it's an interesting point that you have, where they want our advice, you know, they want our free consulting, but like you said, they don't always want to send us full information. So right there's like this kind of blockade between the relationship. So I just wanted to throw that in. I agree with that. I didn't really think of that perspective.
You get the deck page that's like got the Sharpie
blacked out. Or exactly that. Well, how about I just read it off to you? Like, you know, and they don't know what they're reading. Again, they're just, I'll just start with page one, you know? So trust is definitely a two-way street.
Hello, my name is Jerry Fox, and I'm the VP of Carrier Relations here at Hawksoft. Today's episode of the Insurance Perspective Podcast is brought to you by HawkLink. Are you looking to get accurate, bindable quotes instead of ballpark estimates? HawkLink provides a powerful data mapping and form-filling tool for carriers and insurance websites that helps drastically reduce manual data entry. Agents can process their day-to-day transactions with speed, accuracy, and efficiency through the direct integration with virtually any website that can be accessed by Chrome. Why pay for a rater when you can use HawkLink for Google Chrome at no additional cost? For more information, visit hawksoft.com/hawklink. Thank you for listening, and now back to today's episode.
This gives me a really good segue. And first, I want to note something, because I hope this stands out to listeners, but Ray, what you just said about faster, better, cheaper, not being a sustainable model, I really want people to like internalize that. There's an upper limit to what technology can help with. And it's so refreshing to hear peers within the tech space acknowledge that, because I think there's a really aggressive precedent set by the more known tech companies like your Googles, your Facebooks. I'm on the record of being very anti-Facebook's move fast, break things position. I think that's a very dangerous way to help businesses. And you had brought up, we talked a lot about trust, and that's a very important factor just in insurance. It's a very important factor to Hawksoft. We took early on in our kind of engagement with the insurance industry, we took a very radical position that fortunately has gained a lot of allies in the last few years. But Hawksoft believes that an agency owns the data that they create, curate, cultivate. They own it. I'd love to know, how does Canopy Connect approach data ownership with regards to your customers? Probably both on the agency and that insured level, that prospect level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, that does come from trust. So we don't sell customer data. We don't sell your customers' data. We're a tool, right? The agency wants to get information from the insured, and we're just a conduit to enable that to happen super fast. So in that sense, like we make sure that we keep the data super secure throughout that process. We don't touch it. We don't sell it. If someone says, "Hey, I need," if an insured comes to us or sends us a message through our chat support and says, "Hey, I shared this with so-and-so and, can you remove my information?" Like, we remove it, no questions asked, because it's not our data. It's the customer's, it's a consumer's data. And kind of, I guess, maybe dovetailing on that from that consumer-owned data concept is, it's well known, I think, in making ground in the financial world, the idea that like there's information portability, mm-hmm. there's the consumer should own the data and they should be able to do what they want with the data. And it shouldn't be that the big banks or the big insurance companies should be able to control who I can share that data with, mm-hmm. right? And so there's like the whole Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, that's out there. And they've proposed like the Personal Financial Data Rights Act that they're trying to get through Congress. And I think it's just a matter of time. And obviously there's going to be, it's Congress. So who knows? They got to get a budget passed. They got a lot of things to do. They got to shut down TikTok. They got things to do, but it's in their docket, where it's a rule that would prevent financial institutions from hoarding or keeping that consumer's data to themselves. Mm-hmm. And it says, they're required, if the consumer asks, that they give information to someone else, that they comply with that and they're mm-hmm. able to share that information. And so we become a conduit to do that on the insurance side, because I think we all know like what happens on the financial side, say what you will, but like, a few years later happens to the insurance side, whether it's digitization, modernization, anything like that, like that's inevitably going to come where, and so we're a bit ahead of the curve in that sense in enabling that. But you know, it's a matter of time and being able to, for an insured to say there, you know, like I want to share my information with Nicole John's agency. I want to share it with Kenny's awesome agency and whoever, like I should be able to do that.
Yeah.
And so there's a future state of like our product where even if the insurance agency doesn't do it, the consumer would have access to it and be like, hey, I want to fire off my insurance information to whoever wants it. Oh, you're verifying I'm getting a mortgage. I want to fire it off to my mortgage broker. Here's a way that I do it. Right. So, that's a, you know, visionary sort of view of where we're going, but that's what we could do with our product. So, anyway, consumers should own the data and they're sharing it with you, but it's, you know, at the end of the day, their data is the consumer's data.
No, I love that. And I think technology that reaches through the full experience is so important. And what I mean by that is at Hawksoft, we have started thinking a lot about how do we make sure that our system can at least facilitate that reach, that it's not just the agency, but it's also their insured. Because if we're making life easy for the agency, but not the insured, that's a hurdle in their success. And so I love that you guys are thinking that way too. Like, this is very much an insured, a prospect facing piece of technology that benefits agencies and kind of reaches through the whole thing. Nicole, I'd love your perspective on Ray's answer there. When you use Canopy Connect inside the agency with your insureds, do you get those questions about security, safety, data ownership, those types of things? Does that come up when you're using it?
We sort of preface the link with that it is a secure site, that they'll be able to pull their own policy docs if they have a login from the site, and it's automatically sent to us to review. So I don't know that we've gotten a lot of pushback. I haven't gotten a lot of in-depth questions on it, but we do, you know, you sort of like handle it before you get it, like just in case you're wondering. You're not sharing your passcodes with us. It's just like, it is your information. And I really didn't think about that, but the consumer should have an easy way instead of like, you know, they log into an app and then they have to download it. And then they send us, the companies don't make it easy for them to see, to get their information or to even understand exactly what, you know what I mean? What it says, right? It's so, so we do let them know that it's a secure site. And I don't think we get the people that are digital people, there's not a lot of pushback on it. I think the only thing, we were for a while requiring pictures of driver's licenses, and I did have someone say, like, for security purposes, I'm just not comfortable sending that. We had like an issue where someone stole, and I said, I didn't really think of that. So we kind of, I said, it just, you know, for our purposes, everything has to match, you know what I mean? So, but I don't know if that answers your question.
No, absolutely. That's exactly. And I think that, you know, as generations shift, I didn't think about insurance until I started working at Hawksoft. I'm a rarity at Hawksoft. I do not have an insurance background. And, you know, up to a certain point, like I was still on a lot of my parents' insurance. Like I just inherited their agents, right? You know, you just get those things. And so I think there is a shift going on where I love that you're catching ahead of time. You're just saying like, hey, this is secure. This isn't some like sketchy little service we picked up off the internet. This is like a legit business that is doing a good service that is safe. No, that's perfect. So this podcast is a dialogue. We've had some pretty good interactions so far. And so I'm pretty confident this is going to be a fun question to ask, but this is a two-way street. You know, Ray, you've been working with insurance agents for the last 2 years at Canopy and probably a lot in your extensive history. I'd love to know your perspective and maybe the perspective from Canopy Connect. What is the hardest part of working with insurance agents?
Yeah, I'll preface this maybe to protect the company, but my personal opinions here. I think in the insurance industry, and this is maybe more so with on the smaller agency side, right? The 1 to 5 to 10 person agencies. There's this, I forget what the quote is, like there's lions and sheep, right? The lions are out there. We hear about them. We know them. They're the ones that are out there, you know, speaking at Hawksoft and speaking at different conferences. And like they're the type A, they're the alpha sort of sales types. And then there's, I think, like, I feel like there's a lot of sheep, right? They're timid, they're fearful. And I think the industry is also very full of those types. And what I mean by that is like, they're afraid of new things. They're afraid of adopting new technology. They're afraid to roll it out. And like, it's a hard insurance market. And I get that, like, people have been a bit beaten down into submission, if you will. But you know, I see that a lot. People are worried about nickels and dimes, and they won't invest in their own business. And thinking about, like, I guess they think a little bit differently, right? They don't think the way I think a corporation does, or a big agency, right? There's, oh, let me go through this process. There's whatever. Let me figure out the estimated ROI. Can this actually lift up my business? No, this becomes, if I sign up for this, it's going to be $100, $250 out of my personal pocket. This is like fancy dinner that I can't go to every month because of whatever, even though it can bring some level of operational efficiency. It can mean, you know, like, our product's not super expensive. It's not, you know, it's, you sell a couple extra policies a month. If we can enable that, like, it's easily paid for itself, you know, maybe for multiple months. So, you know, I think from that level, like, there's a timidness to, like, invest and think about things from that business perspective. And look, I understand cash flow. I've you know, been self-employed. I've been, you know, business owner. I get cash flow. And so that's not to say like you need to make good decisions, good business decisions. You can't just go buy everything off the shelf. But it's about, you know, thinking through those things and thinking about how you're going to invest in your business to grow it, and stop thinking about, like, what if it doesn't work, right? I hear, like, oh, what if it doesn't work? What if people don't fill out my link? You know, what if this, what if that? And I think that, flip the question, you know, they should be thinking, like, well, what if it does work? What is that going to enable? What's that going to unlock? Nicole, I feel like you have some opinions there.
I feel like you're really sugarcoating this here, right? Like, we just did a whole, like, 3 minute long, like, you know, I'm like, are you saying, what is the saying where you're like, you're tripping over nickels or something like that? You know, like, you think you're saving money, but in the end it's costing you more, right? So, I don't know the exact, but, that's funny. I guess you're saying the insurance agents are a little tight on the pockets, on the spending sometimes. I think that, like, I don't know. I think I mostly hang out with, what did you call them? I don't really hang with
the lions.
Sheep. Yeah. Lions, I'm not sheep? Really a sheep kind of lady. Yeah. but I, you know, I think that I do agree. There's a lot there. The industry and the technology has changed very, very quickly. Like, even in, I would say, the last 5 years, there's so many new things coming out. I think sometimes on the agency side, there's this, like, this FOMO, this shiny object syndrome, where you're like, oh, there's almost sometimes too many options, right? Where you're like, I could do this, I could do that, I could do this, you know, I could spend $100 a month on this or $300 on this, and which is better. And then you're balancing that with all these other decisions. And then a lot of times still actually dealing with clients and writing policies and being, you know, just kind of wearing a lot of hats, too many hats a lot of the times, especially on the smaller agency side. So, but I could see that. I mean, I can see that agents are, you know, sometimes we think we're saving, but we end up spending. It's either time or money, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to, you know, I think sometimes, like you said, like, for me, it wasn't, another agent was using it. It was in his email link. I'm like, this is cool. Like, where did you get this? And he's like, here. And I was like, cool. And I think I just signed up for the year. Like you said, I was like, cool. If it makes my life easier, if it saves, really not even just the reviewing. Yes, it's great to review the actual coverage, but from an E&O perspective, now I actually have clear copies of their old coverage. Like, there's so many other points that the agency can use something like a client's old deck page, that it's, you know, it's a good expense. It's money well spent.
Excellent. We always give an opportunity to recover. That wasn't, I have yet to start a fight. Like, that's honestly been my goal with this question. I just want, I want one of the partners and one of the mutual customers just to, like, you know, get into a virtual fist fight. It's never going to happen, because often people, I think the guests that we attract are definitely those who are like, I'm going to invest in my business. I'm going to work in my business. And so I think that, I hope people pay attention to that conversation there, because I think it's really important. I used to work in secondary language education, and my favorite visual metaphor is just like, sometimes you just got to throw somebody in the pool to teach them to swim. I say this as someone who honestly can't swim, which I admit in the event that my wife ever listened to this, but sometimes that's the best way. You just got to jump in. I love, Ray, how you reframed it. It's not a question of like, what if this doesn't work? It's like, well, what if it does? That's a beautiful way to reframe it.
I think agents are scared too of like, as the market changes, right? Like, you know, there's fear. There's like, what about if there's not enough business? What if people don't go with me because I require this? But on the flip side, what if the clients you really want are the ones that are going to do this, that, you know what I mean? Where I always say, like, whatever fruit you're growing is going to produce more fruit. So if these, you know, I guess that's my perspective on it, where I think there are some agents that don't, you know, they don't have that perspective that, like, it's okay to say, hey, we're not a good fit. Like, you don't want to send me your deck page. Yeah. That's cool. Call just somebody else. You read it off to them. We're just not a good fit for you. Right.
Yeah. There's a great Steve Jobs quote about how you have to be as proud of and supportive of what you say no to as what you say yes to. And I think that's a really important lesson to learn as a business, being like, we work with this type of insured, we work with this type of business, this type of partner, and these we're comfortable and confident in our methodology that we can say, like, you know what, not a good fit. So I didn't start a fight there. You guys generally agree. But I like to, the last question we like to ask our partners is an attempt to bond. So Ray, I'd love to know your opinion, or Canopy Connects. What is the best part of working with insurance agencies?
Yeah, for me, I love hearing just the positive outcomes and the stories from our insurance agents. And they typically come in two flavors. One's just like, I love it, right? Like, I built it into my process. I'm so much more efficient. I'm able, you know, it's enabled me to do X, Y, and Z, building more business. I'm getting so much value out of it. I love hearing that. And the other one I love hearing, this is because I'm the marketing guy. I'm in charge of like branding and awareness and getting people interested, is when I hear people say, I had no idea this existed, but now that I've found it, like, oh my God, I love it. Right. Like, Nicole, you saw it in the footer of a colleague's email and you're like, what is this thing? How, like, amazing. I had one lady, I don't know if it was an onboarding call or a sales call, probably an onboarding call, 'cause we had it recorded. And, she was like, I've been married for 18 years and I've fallen in love all over again with this product as we're just like demoing it. And I posted a clip and I shared it like on Valentine's Day, 'cause, you know, why not? But just like the level of like enthusiasm that comes through, like, I love hearing that. And even like the button down folks that are just like, right, hey, this is game changing. This is shifted a perspective in how we operate our business. I like hearing those stories, like success stories. Give me those all day long, you know?
Absolutely. So as a bridge into part two, and this is kind of one of the more exciting opportunities I've had to ask this question, Ray, I'd love for you, if you could just let our listeners know, how does Canopy Connect work with Hawksoft, and what recent exciting developments have come in that space?
Yeah. So very recently we released our first integration, direct integration with Hawksoft. And what that's enabled us to do here is, right, we have the traditional Canopy Connect part of the experience where you send out the link, your prospect finds their carrier, signs in, and we pull that into your Canopy Connect dashboard, all their insurance policy information. And now what we're able to do through this integration is you click a button, it will kind of pull all that information into a little file that sits on your desktop. Then you double click that and it imports it directly into Hawksoft now. And it all maps all the coverages and all that map to the field. So there's no data entry that's required. There's a couple of like little mapping fields that you need to do. Sometimes like the carrier names don't match up to what's available in a dropdown, things like that. But super quick, like my engineer, you know, recorded a demo for me and it was like, click, click, click. I was like, oh, that's it. Like, okay, that's awesome. So it's been, you know, we just released that right before Hug. And it's been, you know, well received. I think a lot of the, it's just going to, it takes a huge step out of it, mm-hmm. Out of having to like retype information, yep. or just like choosing not to, you know, letting that data live in Canopy Connect, then choosing not to put it all into another system, into Hawksoft. Right now you're able to do that. You don't have to type anything. Like you can get literally all the information that you want. Sent over there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited for folks to really start putting that to work, because it's one of my favorite pieces of technology that we have. It's the power of a very fancy text file, I tell you. Sometimes you can marry really modern technology like Canopy Connect with some legacy but still powerful tools that we have for Hawksoft, and you get some great results. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to today's podcast. And definitely come back for part two. We're going to continue this fun conversation. For the best way to contact today's guests, click the episode description or episode notes if you're on Apple Podcast. We appreciate you listening and hope you join us next time on the Insurance Perspectives Podcast in part two with Canopy Connect.